Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
So blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Pat. She had a number of questions, but they're very timely. And so I just kept going with her because I wanted to, for anybody who's thinking about a lawn and maybe going organic, it's the way to go and what to do. But right at the end, the second break, she was looking for some little flowers to be out in the lawn, right? So there's a couple choices there. Choices, you could actually add clover seed to part of it. Clover seed will have those little white flowers. Clover is very popular to add to a lawn at this point. You could also look for any of the wild violet, the henbit, those things. Those are all items that people who are using a fertilization program that have the crabgrass preventer and then weed beater, the weed and feed, are looking to get rid of. But if you're looking for those little flowers mixed in, why not? So those are some options for you to do. You know, the thing is a lawn doesn't have to just be grass. It can be whatever you feel in the area and have on it. So I definitely think, you could be adding a few of those things. So I do believe we have some more calls on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mark's in New Hampshire.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I know I'm a couple weeks early yet still, but my question is about my tomatoes.
Okay.
I called in last year, and they never seemed to grow good.
Okay.
Nowhere near they had in the past. I have them in a 5 gallon bucket, basically.
Okay.
It's actually a culvert that's buried in the ground. It's a little bit bigger than a 5 gallon bucket.
Yep.
And last year was the third year that I had used that, but every year I go down several inches, take out that amount of dirt and put in a little bit fresh dirt, 3 or 4 inches of fresh dirt and then 3 or 4 inches of the lobster compost.
Yep.
But still, the best I come up with, I describe them as they look like the Charlie Brown Christmas trees.
Yeah.
And I've got I can't say no, but very few. I mean, I was lucky to get, out of 4 plants, I was lucky to get 10, 12 cherry tomatoes a day, and I don't think I got 2 dozen better boys the entire season long off of 4 plants.
Really?
I had 4 of each, 4 Sweet 100s and 4 better boys.
Okay.
Now, should I take all that dirt out there and start right from scratch again this year?
So, you know what? You fertilized all season long. You did everything like normal. I would actually say let's leave that soil in there. Okay?
Okay.
Maybe add a little bit of the lobster compost, right, to it.
Yeah.
When you're planting the tomatoes in there. I'd also look at using some Biotone starter to get that started. But one of the reasons why I'm saying leave the soil in there is, you know, you fertilized and you did a lot to that soil last year. And yeah, so those nutrients are still in there. They're not all the nutrients aren't still in there, but you fertilized the soil. So the soil was fed. So the soil is, it was working. So I think based on that, you're going to have a head start this year versus previous years. And last year when we talked, I remember having a conversation. I had said, you know, I want you to take everything out and start over. And it could have been the reason where we were just thinking that there was something wrong with the soil itself. Now, since you've had it multiple years in a row, I say, let's keep that soil in there because we've been feeding it. Did you rip the plants out in the fall, or did you kind of just cut them back?
Right now, they're still there.
Perfect. Because that means that root system that was there has filled that area, so the nutrients are still attached to the roots, which is, if you look into to microbes and all those things, they actually recommend with your vegetables just cutting the vegetables back to the ground and leaving them for over winter and then planting next to where that is, because that root system, you know, you fertilize it all year, it's got a head start. So it was great that you did that. Plant right next to it. Maybe do some top dressing of the soil with like a lobster compost or some sort of compost. Add the Biotone starter when you are planting the actual plant into the ground. Mix it into that soil. And then continue on with your fertilization program, right?
Yeah, I was using a Tomato Tone and Neptune's Harvest.
And then those are great ones to be adding together. I would definitely be looking at doing the same thing. I know one of the problems with this last year was the amount of rain we had. That did a good amount of issues with it.
Nobody had a good garden.
No, I wish I could just say, you know, this was successful, but it really wasn't. So I'd be looking at, I'd be looking at continuing that fertilization program. The other thing is looking at thinning out the leaves on the lower parts of your tomato plants to allow
no leaves.
Really, no leaves at all.
I mean,
like not a lot.
I mean, like the bottom 12 inches of the plant. I mean, they grew up to the top of the cages. But I mean, like the bottom 12, 15 inches maybe. I mean, like very few, if any, leaves were on them. And like I said, they were skinny. You know, normally the vines are nice and thick and, you know, sturdy. This year they were just, you know, skeletal things.
Yeah. You know, there's the other thing you can be looking at doing is trying to pollinate the flowers when they start to pop, right? I'd be looking at using like a, I think it's called Tomato Spy from Bonide, right? So what happens is when you see all those flowers starting to blossom, this is like a little it's not an aerosol, it's a little spray that you can, it's like a hairspray bottle, like an old style hairspray bottle is how I think of it. You spray the flower and it actually helps pollinate it quicker. And it will bring you know, it just helps in general get it set. It's called Tomato and Blossom Set Spray. Comes in like a little 8-ounce bottle, and it will help promote that growth. You're guaranteed to get more of the tomatoes to it. It's an organic product, so it's not going to harm you or any of the insects that, you know, are pollinating it. But what it does is it's a plant hormone. So you spray the flower and it's basically getting it's pollinating it, right? So you're not waiting for the bees to come around and do their thing. The bees will still come around and help, but this is just a way to get it a little bit quicker to it. So I'd definitely be looking at that. And to be honest, it's something where it's not just like a one and done. It's as blossoms are appearing, you can do it almost weekly to 2-week intervals just to help push the growth through. It really does well. I'm trying to think. There is a product from VPG High Yield that actually helps with the fertilization that I would look for you to. If you want, hang tight with me during the break because it'll give me a minute to search on my computer. I know what I'm looking for. I just can't think of the name. But I found it's like a calcium-based that really will help produce the tomatoes on there as well. So hang tight with me, Mark, so I can get you that info. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Nine Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Mark about tomatoes. And, you know, he's tried for a number of years, 3 years. The way he's grown them, he's doing everything right. He's not, you know, by no means is doing anything wrong here. We've had a number of years where the seasons just haven't been agreeable with us. But what can we do to help? So there's a couple products as well that I would look at. There's one that I was talking about. It's from VPG High Yield is the name of the company. It also that also goes by the name Fertiloom, right? So Fertiloom is the main company on it. They have a product called calcium nitrate, which the calcium nitrate is, if you look at the numbers on it, is 15.500. So tons of nitrogen, but then when you really look at it, it's 19% calcium. Now, why are we, you know, why is this important for the tomatoes? Well, it's going to help with the long term of the blossom end rot. And I think at this point, if I wouldn't say excited, but you'd be happy with blossom end rot, which meant you had tons of tomatoes. But this here has the nitrogen in it and the calcium is going to actually help with the uptake of the nutrients. It's going to help deficiency issues, help with blossom end rot to grow stronger fruit on there. So it's an additive that you add to the soil and you can do it in like a 2 week interval, which is really going to help stimulate some of that new growth and help with the blossom end rot. So it's a 1-2 punch with it. That 15% nitrogen is really going to help green up the plant, get it stronger from the beginning. So that's, I'd be looking at adding that to the soil as well. Once the plant's starting to grow, once you've moved the plant from the inside to the outside, and you don't want to put it too close to the plant, and it would be the same way with any granular fertilizer. You don't want to put it, you know, right next to the stalk. But this is going to help you with some of those deficiencies. You know, the lobster compost has calcium and it has the chitin from the lobster, so it helps with it, but not enough. So I think the combination of using that tomato and blossom set spray and maybe that calcium nitrate is going to help really increase everything for you. My father used to talk about a product called Tomato Maker, which is from Organic Labs. That's another one. It has a little bit more balance to the fertilizer, a 4-2-6, but it does a lot of the same things as that calcium nitrate because it has a lot of the nitrogen and the calcium in it. The only real difference with this one, it has a little bit of iron and a little bit of magnesium. But magnesium is natural in the soil mostly, so you might not need to be adding that. The calcium's there for the blossom end rot. The iron helps green it up. But either one would be fine to add to it, and I think it would help benefit the long term for the tomatoes that you're putting in.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know it might sound like a lot to it, but I think having this process and the fact that you left the soil in, you left the plants in, is really going to do big things for you this year.
Yeah, I did. I left everything, you know, I chopped them off there at the ground level. And, you know, after they were all, probably it was October, maybe even November when I did that, you know, they were all gone by at that point.
And that's perfect. So,
yeah. Okay.
So they, you know, this process of leaving them there and then planting next to them comes from a gentleman by the name of Jeff Lowenfeld. And he is actually from Alaska. So Alaska has a very short growing period. But he has done this process, and he finds that it actually helps leaving them there because it helps for next year's microbes, nutrients, and everything. So you're really on the right track. Add a couple more things, and I think you're going to have probably the better year this year. Let's hope. I can't guarantee it, but I think you're going to have better results this year.
Okay, very good. We thank you. I'll be in touch and let you know how it's going.
All right, Mark. Good luck.
Hey, take care now.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a few to answer more of your gardening questions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News. Several people were injured when an LA County Sheriff's helicopter crashed Saturday afternoon. The helicopter was on its way to recover the victim of a vehicle accident. When the chopper went down near the San Gabriel Dam, there were no fatalities. LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
There was the pilot, the co-pilot, there was two paramedics, a crew chief, and we also had a ride-along, a doctor from UCLA, who was on board as well.
The Russian Defense Ministry says their forces fired hypersonic missiles for the first time in its invasion of Ukraine. Those missiles were used in a strike on a Ukrainian armed forces ammunition depot in the southwest of the country. Authorities in southeast Arkansas say one person is dead, at least 20 injured, after a shooting outside of a car show in the town of Dumas last night. Dumas police say children are among those injured in the shooting at the community event. Event organizer Wallace McGee.
Running, ducking, getting down, trying to get kids out the way.
This is USA Radio News. The town of Carbon, Texas has been nearly wiped out by the Eastland Complex wildfires. Those fires have now burned over 54,000 acres about 100 miles west of Fort Worth and are about 30% contained.
It's everything. You know, when people say they lose their house, it's not just their house. It's your clothes on your, I mean, it's just everything. Everything you have.
Two men are dead after their helicopter crashed in southern Florida near Lake Okeechobee. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says 71-year-old Richard Prizer and 65-year-old Thomas Stout, both from Delray Beach, died Friday. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the cause of the crash. Concerns in the United States are growing over the well-being of Brittany Griner as Russia extends the pretrial detention of the WNBA star. Russian media reports that Griner's pretrial detention was extended until May 19th. The two-time Olympic gold medalist faces drug charges for allegedly smuggling hashish oil last month into Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Do have some calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jacqueline's in Dracket.
Jacqueline, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I received a poinsettia around at Thanksgiving. It was humongous, came from the box store, and I know, you know, taking them from one temperature to the other. And right now, it's only about probably a little less than half the size it was, and I do take care of it. So, and my leaves have been dropping like crazy, but I still have red ones. But I don't know what I should do with it when all the leaves fall. Throw it out, pinch it back, and do what?
So that, you know, that's really up to you on how you want to do this. Do you want to throw it out? Then throw it out. But if you want to try and bring it back and do the process throughout the year, you definitely can do it. Now, this is something that, you know, it is continued, it'll continue to grow throughout the year. You can even put it outside for the spring and summer. Put it outside, let it grow its leaves, and then bring it back in for the fall to start getting it ready for
the
blooming again. Yes, exactly. So you know, this isn't a plant where you just say, all right, I'm done. If you don't want to. So, you know, you want to make sure, you know, part of it doesn't like to be cold. So that could be part of the reason some of the flowers have dropped. It likes to stay between 65 and 75 degrees. So that's one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
You can prune back the flowers as they go. You can actually cut the stems back almost to about 4 inches from the soil if you wanted to. To get it to regrow and get ready for the season, you can actually, you know, get it down to about 4 inches. Continue to water. Continue to do what you've been doing. Once the period of warmth outside, where it's not going to, you know, go below freezing, those types of things, you can put it outside in a nice location and let it grow in the summer. And some people even have to prune it back like midsummer because it's gotten so leggy on them, to get it to that size you're looking for. And then, you know, that whole process of creating the darkness where it gets complete darkness, in the fall period, where it gets 12 to 14 hours where it's just completely dark, throughout the day. And that's usually like an 8 to 10 week period. A lot of people will start like October 1st because they want it for Christmas. So they'll go from October 1st to, you know, about Thanksgiving. Then they will start bringing it out. It'll get the sunlight throughout the day, throughout the night, etc. So there's still a way to keep going with it. What you might want to look at is maybe, like 6 hours of sun. So it gets, you know, it gets a good amount of sun, but it will get a little bit of, shade, if you will, where more like filtered sun would be good, to have. But I still think you can do it. And again, if you're going to prune it down to like 4 inches, there's nothing to it. It's not going to take up a lot of space. But you could probably, to be honest, everything's starting to die back. You could do that now.
Oh,
if,
okay.
If you really wanted to.
I'm putting it on my front porch come, you know, Memorial Day, the 1st of June.
Oh, perfect, yeah.
On one of my chairs, and it'll get morning light. And then, you know, by 10 o'clock, there's no sun there at all. It's shady. And but I've had many appointments through my life, but it's like this one here was so abundant. There's 5 pots in one.
Oh, so, wow, yeah.
It was a goodie.
Yeah, definitely. No, but so anyway, I would...
I do have it in a southerly window. But
perfect.
I also have verticals that I kind of keep them on an angle.
Yeah, so I would, you know, I know you were saying that you put it out on the front porch. If it could get a little bit more sun...
Oh, really? Okay.
For, you know, because it does need about 6 hours of sun.
Oh, okay.
If it could, I think that would be beneficial for you. But really, you know, up to you on how you want to do it. With the more shade, it's not going to... You might find that it becomes leggy, where the gap in between the leaf structure is longer because it's stretching towards the light.
Mm-hmm.
So I would... If you can get a little bit more sun to it, I think it would be beneficial for you. But this whole process can still be done. It's not one where you just say, all right, I'm good, I'll throw it away. It would be different if it was like a small 4-inch poinsettia, but a 5 plant per pot, which means it's probably like a 12-inch planter, that's a good size.
Gorgeous, gorgeous thing. And it looked well, you know, and I knew it started to drop, and my daughter got one also, and she says, I can't tolerate this, I don't have time for this. He threw it out, and that's it. But no, I said, I'm going to hold on to it. But I've had many a poinsettias, and it ends up in the barrel. But I'm going to, even like the stems that already have dropped off the whole thing, could I cut that back as of now? Okay.
Yeah, you definitely could. It's going to be a little bit ahead, but you're fine. You're really okay to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it cutting it back is going to just help you reshape the plant the size that you want. It's not going to be too leggy. And it's also, there's not as much for the plant to focus on watering. So you're not going to need to, you know, you still need to water, but not a not as much because there's less of the plant there. You know, the fertilization you can start doing where you use like a liquid fertilizer every couple weeks.
Right.
Just to help promote some of the new growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you would be fine doing that.
Okay. So he says, I hate to throw it away. But
understandably so.
And it's not my way. It's in the front room in the corner. And, you know, when I walk by it, it's fine. But I'm going to try what you told me to do.
Perfect.
Okay, Patrick. Thanks again.
Have a great one, Jacqueline.
You also. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Helen's in New York.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about a six-month Bulb of the Month Club that I was given as a lovely Christmas gift from my son and my daughter-in-law. I already received one pot of tulips, and the rest of the months include lilies, hyacinths, daffodils, and I believe begonias, different mixes of bulb arrangements. How can I keep the bulbs going after they've died back?
So once they've kind of died back, depending upon the bulb itself, you kind of just let it die back into the pot. So the bulbs that are coming, are they planted, or is it just a bulb and then you're planting it?
They're pre-planted, and the tulips that I had were very nice, and they've died back, and I cut them down a little bit so that the stems, they're just stems now.
Okay. So what you're looking to do is you can actually you'll be able to plant those into the ground this spring. So what I'd want you to do is keep them in the container until the ground is thawed out, but it's still cold.
Right.
I don't want to affect those bulbs because they've been indoors. So it would be, even though there's no leaves, you're still, you can still be affected by the, like, frost, all those things. So you'd still need to harden off the bulb to go back outside. So what I would be doing is waiting till, you know, the ground kind of warms up and it's more consistently in the 45, 50 degree temperatures around. And you can actually put those into the ground to go dormant for the summer and be ready for next season. And that with all those bulbs, because bulbs have a multi-year lifetime. It's not just a one and done type thing. So you could actually continue to keep them and go from there. What I would look at doing is when you get ready to plant it, if you flip the container over and you pull the pot out and it's got a heavy root system, mm-hmm. you'll plant it as a whole. If the roots are really loose in there and the soil falls off, then you can add some new soil to the where you're planting them. But I think it's probably going to be, no, not root bound, but there's a good root system around it where you should be fine to plant it in there. But again, all these can be planted out there. I wouldn't say 100% are going to come back. You can never guarantee that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these bulbs overwinter and then come back the next year. So I think you could do it by planting them in, and I'd say maybe about a month and a half from now. To keep them going, you can honestly just kind of leave them in the soil, maybe check on them. You don't want to keep watering them. You want to kind of have them dry out a bit, because at this point we don't want the moisture just sitting in the roots. We want we don't want moisture just sitting there. The plant's not really uptaking anything. So that would be fine to do. Maybe it's a light watering every week to 10 days.
When they're in the pots?
Yes. Yep, because you said that, like, the tulips have already died back.
Right.
You've cut them back.
Right.
So the plant is still alive, so we still do need to water it, but it's not, like, something we need to heavily water.
And you don't need to dry them out.
No, you don't want to, like, dry them out so they're, you know, completely dry, because they do already have a root system there. So they're trying to pull energy from the soil and store it into the bulb to be ready for the summer and then going into the fall for next year.
And do I do that with each subsequent pot that I get?
I would.
Okay.
You'll be able to, a lot of these pots, as it warms up out there, you'll be able to put them outside and go directly into the ground if you want, or into containers. You could do the same thing and definitely be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try that. I'll try some in the ground and a couple in the containers.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll do that. Great.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Helen, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Sun's out. It's looking gorgeous out there. Still about 44 degrees. I say still, but, you know, that's based on we know that later on it's going to be in the 60s. It is looking like it's going to be a good day. A little bit of cold at night during the week, but really, spring is here. We are getting ready for spring. I'm pumped. It just, spring is in the air. We're getting the yard cleaned up. We're ready to spend that time outside. So spend some time doing that today and this week. If you have some questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Helen's in Lowell.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. We did a replanting of our foundation planting last year, and it involved three, I can't pronounce it, C, white hydrangeas, C-H-I-O-N-I. I can't remember the name, but they get low. They're supposed to grow lower, wider than tall.
Okay, yep.
And one of them seems to be a different variety. It's taller than the, and they're two planted together. So we want to change, we want to swap.
Okay.
And move two of them. When is the best time to do that?
So you could actually do it this spring early while it's – you could do it in the next couple weeks here.
Oh, the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I'd probably – you could do it – to be honest, you might actually be able to do it today with just the temperatures the way they are. What I would look at doing is for the new spots, making sure you get some sort of compost, maybe some biotone – to really get that area ready for to receive the plant, so can the uptake of the nutrients will be there. So I would, you could definitely be doing that, honestly, today, this week, next week. If you want to wait another week, that would be fine too. We definitely could.
Okay. Well, I'm not too far from where you used to live.
Yeah.
And we're swapping. We're moving. We're just, you know, swapping the locations of the two plants. So I still need to provide more compost and.
I still would. still would. The reason being is we want to make, you know, and I'm not saying use all compost in it, but mix that area up a little bit, get a little bit more so it's a nice start to it. The biotone would be huge to do.
Okay.
That's just going to help with the nutrients uptake what it needs to. The ground is saturated. It's like I was looking earlier. It's like 40% saturated at this point. So I think you're going to be okay with not having to like water or like heavily water it before. Because I always, when I talk about transplanting, I always say water it the night before so it can have some heavy uptake. But I think we're fine at this point because we've had a good amount of rain. We've had a good amount of all of it. Try to get as big of a root ball as you can that you can handle. You know, go from there. But I really think now would be okay to do just because the plant is pretty dormant. What happens is when it starts to show buds, it starts to show the leaves, et cetera, then the plant tends to dry out a little bit more, tends to have more of a shock to it. Being dormant, it really hasn't started activating anything, so it might actually be beneficial for you.
Okay. I'm thinking of the next week. So
yeah, next week would be fine, too.
Okay. And still think the saturation would be good? Or what?
I still think so. You know, long-term saying maybe Friday we might get some rain. So it'll be actually perfect because rain Friday, you do it on the weekends. It's already, you know, if they're basically watering for you and you don't have to worry.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. Thanks very much.
Perfect. You have a great rest of your day, Helen.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I got about a minute before the break, but we can introduce the next call. So Nathan, who's up next?
Catherine's in Duxbury.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks so much. I have two questions. They're both fairly easy for you, but I can't figure it out. I have some rhododendrons. I haven't pruned them in a few years, but on a couple of them, they are getting some bare spots, you know, leaves on the interior, branches on the interior. And they're not producing. Are those dead? I can wait till the break.
They're not necessarily dead, and I can explain to you why on the other side of that break. But it could have a lot to do with the light getting in there. It could have a lot to do with the season. But we can go over how we can actually check and make sure it's viable on the other side of the break.
Great. I'll hold.
So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break for everybody else. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.